Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All righty, we're back. And, you know, Joe, I think I'm just going to pass that clip up tonight because we've done so many. And it's one that talks about the woman who had taken the poisonous poke and what it did to her nerve system. But anyhow, the phone lines are open at 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110. We haven't gotten any calls in a while, and we've got 50 minutes left, so we've got to hear from you at 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. I look back there in the boiler room, and those guys are just sitting there looking at each other. And
that could turn bad after a while if they get too bored.
Yeah.
Idle hands and all that. Hey, but I do have a story we need to tell. Dr. Fauci told the truth.
Come on now.
Yep, he did. He was sitting down with Mark Zuckerberg, and he said out loud, they rushed the mRNA vaccines that they may actually make COVID pandemic worse. And he was commenting on a recent study that showed COVID vaccines may actually make a recipient more likely to be reinfected than someone with natural immunity from a prior infection. And Fauci said this wouldn't be the first time that a vaccine that looked good in initial safety actually made people worse. And he went on to talk about the history of the respiratory syncytial virus vaccine in children that made the children worse. And just think about that. Wait a minute. Weren't we just told by all our public health officials that the promised vaccines were 100% safe and effective, even for children? Fauci went on. He said one of the HIV vaccines we tested made individuals more likely to get infected. And he went on to talk about an RSV vaccine failure exposed in 2008. There was an old, on this children, and they were testing on children. And make a long story short, the antibodies weren't binding strongly enough to the inactivated virus to produce the response, but actually the antibodies were dragging the dead virus, triggering a massive attack of the immune system. And he's going on explaining how all these children got sick and hurt and everything, and they found out after the fact. And he's talking about the phenomenon of leaky vaccines. And now there's a new Harvard study out that shows that the mRNA vaccines endorsed by the FDA, the CDC, are worse than useless at stopping the spread of COVID-19. The vaccines do not, according to a new Harvard study, stop the spread of COVID.
Well, you know, they could have saved a lot of time and money by asking me. I would have told them that a year ago.
So we kind of were telling them that a year ago, but they don't listen to us, But and now there's a study of 68 nations and almost 3,000 counties in the U.S. published in the European Journal of Epidemiology that showed at the country level there appears to be no discernible relationship between percentage of population fully vaccinated and new COVID-19 cases in the last week or two. Exactly what we were saying. The vaccine has no effect.
Oh, yeah, it does, too. There's all kinds of people dying.
As far as what we were talking about, preventing people from getting the virus, stopping the spread of the virus, it doesn't stop the spread. It doesn't stop you from getting it again, and on and on and on. So we've been telling people something a year before, and now we've got Harvard University agreeing with you, Pastor Ernie. And we now even have Dr. Fauci admitting that these perfect 100% safe vaccines may not be doing what they thought they were going to do.
Well, Joe, let me tell you what frontline doctors have said they do. They've killed about 50,000 people so far in America.
Isn't that frightening?
They attribute about 50,000 deaths right now to these vaccines. And so, well, let me ask you this. Would that make you feel better if you got very, very sick, knowing that it's okay, they just were in a hurry?
Yeah, I don't know that it would make me feel better, no. They rushed some other drugs in the past, and we've told several different instances of vaccines that they started with that when 4 or 5 or 10 people died or several hundred people got sick, they pulled the vaccines. This time, they haven't pulled anything. They haven't put warnings on it. What they are doing is doubling and tripling down, and now they're saying you can even give it to 2 to 5-year-olds. Everybody should have 3 shots now, 2 Moderna, 1 Pfizer, and they'll probably be, Fauci's promoting a booster shot maybe every 3 months. So they lie, they talk out of both sides of their mouth at the same time, and we used to call that in the old days lying to the people. You can't tell two things that are diametrically opposed and both of them be true.
Well, you know, some years ago, I was talking to a fellow who came over here from Russia, and he was talking about Joseph Stalin, and he lived through World War II. And he was saying, and I was telling him about, we were talking about Stalin, and he said he was a great guy. I said, how in the world can you say that? He starved, 60 million of your own people to death. He said, well, here's why, because I got food. If you're one of the ones that got food, you thought he was a good guy.
Yeah.
If you didn't get any food, then you didn't like him. Now, this was the mindset of this fellow here. Now, so the mindset out there is this, that the...
Those who are getting government handouts think they're great, and those of us that are paying for them think they're awful.
Well, the depopulation, you see, again, it still has not settled in. To the vast majority of Americans, they still have not understood. They still have not figured out what we've been telling them for years, okay? This whole process is you've got the global depopulation movement. And this is called the Great Reset. Now, Joe, can you blame them? They just want to depopulate the planet so that it'll be cleaner and more pristine for those who they feel should have this planet to themselves.
Yeah, or then the excuse it'll stop global warming from happening, too.
Oh, yeah, because people put out too much carbon dioxide, huh?
Right, we exhale it, so we're contributing to global warming every day.
And by the way, don't you know that you're really just parasites on the back of Mother Gaia?
Right. We're destroying the planet by our very existence. But then the Bible says we listen to Father God, not Mother Earth, right? Not the creation. We listen to the Creator, not the creation. There's kind of a difference there.
All righty. 888-281. Now, here, someone who identifies themselves as all Democrats are morons pledges 50. So all Democrats is more. This, I'm not kidding you. Okay, that's what he pledged, right?
Oh, that's a handle for a Twitter or email account or something. Yeah,
could be. 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110. Or 888-677-9673. Folks, we're running out of time. Okay. Euthanasia Prevention Coalition, Joe. This is Alex Schandenberg. We've had on here many, many times. We got to get him back. Dutch doctors approve euthanasia for incompetent people. Dutch doctors group now approves euthanasia for incompetent people. The Dutch news reported that the latest Netherlands euthanasia development is the changed by the Dutch Medical Association, allowing doctors to euthanize patients with advanced dementia who made an advanced request while competent but who cannot consent to their own death. According to the Dutch news.
For a minute, I thought maybe they were talking about getting rid of Biden and older Democrats.
Yeah. Well, you see, that's the the hypocrisy of this. All of these people that are for euthanasia, they know that they have enough money, they have their wills, they have their lawyers to make sure that it's not done to them, okay?
Right.
And so here now, the change in position follows a ruling by the Supreme Court in April 2020, in which judges said a doctor who ended the life of a patient with severe dementia had not committed a criminal offense. The patient was no longer in a position to confirm her written euthanasia request. So the Netherlands Supreme Court decision referred to the article concerning a woman with dementia who had resisted dying by euthanasia. So the doctor first put a sedative in her coffee, but then the woman continued to resist, so the doctor had the family hold her down as the woman was lethally injected. And if you don't think, look, if right now, and I'm telling you, if the Democratic Party could do that to us, they would in a heartbeat.
Well, that's what this whole COVID thing is all about, getting rid of the old, the weak, and those with the comorbidities, which means the very sick and ill. And we cut all over the world medical. We get rid of a great deal of the world's population. We get rid of those that take the largest share of the government money, which goes to medication and doctor visits, care for older and sick people. That's where the high cost is. Medicine doesn't, we don't spend a lot of money on young, healthy people. It's the very old and very sick that take all the money.
888-281-1110. The phones have not been ringing. Are we still on the air, Andy? Have they knocked us down? Okay. Because the phones have not been ringing at all.
888-281.
Yeah, it is. 1110. Or 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. Give us a call. Joe, tell them that if they can hear that, call us and let us know that they can hear us. If they can't hear us, to call and let us know, Joe.
Yeah, if you're in a station like, you know, San Diego, call and say we can hear you. It would be nice if you made a pledge when you called, but right now we need to know if we are reaching people, because this is very unusual during a pledge week that things sometimes get slow, but not a complete absence of callers. That usually does not happen.
Here you go. Quebec doctor testifies that COVID patients were euthanized rather than treated. A Quebec inquest into COVID-related deaths has uncovered more disturbing facts. In September, I published an article from the testimony of an auxiliary nurse claiming that many of the COVID-19 nursing home deaths were caused by abuse and neglect. But a Quebec doctor told the inquest into COVID-related deaths that many treatable patients actually died by euthanasia. An article by Clara Discernings for the Canadian Press reported on the testimony from Dr. Vin Kim Nugent, who worked in the emergency room at the Jewish General Hospital during the first wave of the COVID-19 pandemic. Dr. Nugent, or Nguyen, had also previously managed the Ebola pandemic for Doctors Without Borders, told the Inquirer that patients who arrived from CHLSDs, which with heavy cases of COVID-19, were, according to him, surprisingly well after a day or two of infusions or oxygen. By hydrating these patients, they recovered very easily. Mm-hmm. But he also sent to the work, they used this, the executive director of euthanasia prevention, and I'm looking for what they use here, the CHSLDS. And that is, let me see, what does that stand for? I got it here. Well, anyhow, that's what they're using to describe the medical network they have there. He said, to work their COVID-19 patients, Dr. Nugent testified that he found himself in a very different situation. disconcerting states. Wanting to transfer patients to the hospital, he quickly discovered the many obstacles put in his way, while public health guidelines recommended keeping residents there. In other words, like what happened in New York.
Right. It was planned. We've been telling people since the beginning they wanted to get rid of the old indigent that were sucking up all the money for the Medicare, Medicaid. And it's the same in every major Western nation. That's the biggest drain on government finances is the old and indigent, the old and the sick. And I'm sorry, but that is the truth, folks.
Well, here you go, Joe. The U.S.-assisted suicide lobby plans for expanding assisted suicide laws here in the U.S. For the past several years, I've been writing about the assisted suicide lobby plans to expand assisted suicide in America. The U.S.-assisted suicide lobby is expanding assisted suicide laws by eliminating waiting periods, eliminating the six-month terminal prognosis, allowing nurses and other medical providers to approve and participate in assisted suicide, eliminating residency requirements, and expanding assisted suicide laws to allow euthanasia, death by lethal injection rather than lethal prescription.
Sounds like pretty much the same thing. Lethal prescription, lethal injection, it sounds kind of lethal.
Yeah. All right, there you go.
On a little lighter note, you know, the left has been out there, those tornadoes that happened with all this horrible loss of life, and they're blaming global warming, of course. Well, there's a veteran meteorologist out there, Brian Sussman. He's written a lot of books. He's got a great background. And he said, don't blame it on climate change. Mr. President, no, Mrs. Media, Ms. Media, these storms had nothing to do with climate change, global warming. It very simply had to do with a mass of unusually cold, dry air coming down from Canada, meeting a mass of warm, moist air from the Gulf. And this is a recipe for dangerous tornadoes, even in December. And he said these are not freak occurrences. On average, 24 tornadoes form every December here in the U.S. Many have been known to be quite violent. Just 2 years ago, 40 tornadoes tore across the South in December 16th and 17th, killing people. And he went on to explain, you know, different times this has happened. He said these monsters in the past have occurred after dark. And that's when tornadoes fall at night. They are the most fatal because residents are not able to see them coming ahead of time. They're asleep. They don't get the warning. He said every year there's an average of about 1,200 tornadoes going back as long as they can, you know, track this stuff. And he said the death and destruction tolls are higher simply because, we mentioned this the other night, increased populations, cities are getting bigger, more cities, higher density communities. And he said here back in 1890, there was a storm like this in Kentucky. It was the worst storm that tornado that ever occurred in March of 1890. It ravaged the Louisville area, and there would have been like $8 or $9 billion today worth of damage had it happened. And so he said historically the number and power of tornadoes has remained very constant.
All right, 888-281-1110. The phone lines are open, folks. We gotta hear from you. 888-677-9673. All right. We want to go to Anonymous and Dallas pledges $200. Taco from East L.A. pledges $33. Rachel in Oregon pledges $100. Linda from San Diego pledges $100. Laura in Massachusetts pledges $20.
All right, and now, well, we know the stations that were up and running on them.
All right, folks, keep it coming. I don't know how much time we got. We got about 30 minutes left, and I think it's about $3,000 bucks about where we need to go yet. So
yeah, We do. Let me finish real quick on that. This scientist, this meteorologist, said basically the problem is the darn media that comes out with, he said, the old saying, if it bleeds, it leads. It makes a better, more clicks, better ad buys. And he's saying that all this noise you hear about hurricanes, flooding, fires, all this, and most of it is overhyped. It has not changed much. There's a graph that goes up and down, up and down, up and down. If you average it out, very little has changed in the last 100 years, so quit worrying about it. Nothing new in the weather.
All righty. I've got an article here, Exposing the Belief System of the Elite. And I want to read that after you call at 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Joe, here, the Exposing the Belief System of the Elite. I'm going to read this, and then you can comment on it, Joe, and see if maybe, this is where you're at. The elite believe that they are a more advanced form of human. In order to justify their belief, they grafted Darwin's theories of biological evolution into the social organization to create social Darwinism. Over the centuries, they referred to the public variously as sheep or cattle, and it's as Plato did in the Republic, and social Darwinism is merely the modern expression of this attitude. And their elitist belief system, under this belief system, only those that have proven their worth over many generations of dominance and control are worthy of entrance into the high elite circles.
Uh-huh.
The elite throughout history, in support of belief in their own superiority over the common person, have practiced interbreeding among themselves. They do this to preserve intelligence, love of power, and above all, the ruthlessness and willingness to kill as required, and they still practice this today. Along similar lines, they believe in and practice of eugenics on the public to control the population, to make them more docile, controlled, stupid, and compliant. Having been exposed by Hitler's atrocities, the elite went underground, for example, by renaming eugenics. And then you go to here, psychopathy among elites. This is not a belief, but more of a sobering fact that must be considered when evaluating the values and the actions of the elite. It has been well established, as shown by Andrew Lobachevsky in his book Political Ponerology, A Cell Phone Spy, that the elite and those that are more capable of rising to the top of a system based on money are psychopathic. This includes leaders in all centers of power, including businesses and politics. As psychopaths, they have no conscience. They have a lust for power and control and are literally capable of anything. What do you think by all of that, Joe?
Well, the first part, he's right. George Soros is one of those. He said, I am a god. And for the most part, everything you said is right, except they are wrong. You see, you and I and a great number of our listeners, we are the elite. We are sons and daughters of God. We are eternal beings. We have our down payment on eternal life. We are the elite ones. They are the ones who are not going to be there and enjoy heaven for eternity and be happy, wonderful, eternal beings. They're going to spend their time in the fires of hell. So it's kind of true, but it's backwards from the real truth.
So, as the saying goes in Romans chapter 1, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools,
huh? They became fools, exactly.
All right, Anonymous in Philly.
You're a god, you're being kind of foolish.
Anonymous in Philly pledges $500. Lauren, in Brooklyn, New York, pledges $50. Thank you, Anonymous. Thank you, Lauren.
Thank you much.
All righty.
You mentioned these people talking about the eugenics keeping the poor people, the black people, down. There's a big article. There is a pastor that's sitting up on a roof in Chicago, Pastor Corey Brooks, and he's been up there. He's supposed to stay there for 100 days. He's been there since November 20th. And it's the idea he's trying to get across literacy in schools. You know, this Democrats, he didn't come out and say who's done it, but the Chicago Literacy Coalition talks about how they have almost 900,000 adults with low literacy. This has been going on for generations because of what government handouts and it's a heartless cycle of poverty, fatherless families. He talks about how almost all the families there have no father, just working mothers. And the problem is the children aren't getting educated, so they stay in the cycle of poverty. They stay ignorant, stupid, and poor. Ignorant, poor, helpless, then you're easily controlled. And he's trying to do something. He said 80% of our households are single-parent households. The kids don't get help from the mothers on education because they're working two jobs. And he's trying to change the system. You and I have been talking about this our entire careers, that the secret to everything is government controls the education. They keep the children dumbed down. They give them government propaganda. And what we need are Christian schools, home schools. We need children who can what? Think for themselves and have knowledge and truth, which comes from understanding from God.
Alrighty, I want to announce, folks, tomorrow we have our prayer meeting at Doers of the Word Baptist Church, and I know that a lot of you out there need prayer, and I do want to tell you that all of those letters, and we're going to have a stack of letters about a foot high that we get, you know, from people, prayer requests, asking us if we would pray for them, and we do, and we'll be out there doing that for a long time tomorrow morning. But also, some of you out there, if you can call in by 8 o'clock, if you call 440-330-338-1367, that's 440-338-1367. If you call that in and leave a message on the phone by 8 o'clock, nobody will answer it. But if you do that, a prayer request, then we will take and we will write that down and we will offer that up in prayer for you. And so I had to say that. And then this Sunday, normally what we have, Joe, excuse me, we have the morning service, and then we have, afterwards, we have usually at 4 o'clock, we have a class that we do on the occult, what is happening, what's taking place in the country now, the rise of witchcraft, and then we do the current event class at 5, and then the regular service is 6, so this coming week, we're only going to have the morning service because we're having our Christmas fellowship dinner afterwards, and that usually goes right till the evening. And so, anyhow, for doers of the word, for you folks out there that normally attend, there will be no evening classes or an evening service this week at Doers of the Word Baptist Church. So
you'll be celebrating Christmas, right?
Absolutely. We're going to be celebrating Christmas.
That's a good reason to come.
But right now, we're going to be going to a break. So we'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
My Savior lives. he lives, I can face tomorrow, because he lives. All fear is gone, because I know,
yes, I know,
he holds the future, and life is worth the living just because he lives.
How sweet to hold a newborn baby and feel the pride and joy he gives. But greater still, the calm assurance this child can face uncertain days because he lives.
Because he lives,
because he lives,
I can face tomorrow, because he lives.
Because he lives.
I know,
yes, I know,
he holds the future,
he holds the future,
and life is worth the living just because he lives.
And then one day cross the river, I'll fight life's final war with pain, and then as death gives way to victory, I'll see the lights of glory, and I'll know he reigns.
Because he lives,
because he lives,
I can face tomorrow,
face tomorrow,
because he lives.
Because he lives.
Fear is gone, because I know,
yes, I know,
he holds the future, and life is worth the living just because he lives. Worth a living just because he lives.
All right, he lives. Boy, I'm going to tell you, praise the good Lord for he lives. And you can take that to the bank, folks. You can bet your life on it, believe it or not, whether or not you know it, you are betting your life on the fact that he lives. All righty. Deborah from Portland, Indiana pledges $500. Thank you, Deborah.
Deborah.
And Ray in Ohio pledges $100. Thank you, Ray. All right, folks, 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. And you can also, folks, you can go to WRWL.org up on our website, you folks out there listening. You can contribute to PayPal if you want. I've got about 2 hours left in this week. It's to raise enough to keep us on for the next entire month. And when we started out, by the 15th of next month, we need to raise, we would have needed to raise $63,000. So that's a little bit, and Joe won't give it to me. And so,
no, I'm stingy that way, you know. I can't give you what's not in my bank account. But God does give rewards, Pastor, and I was looking at to Matthew 10 and verse 41 and 2. He that receiveth a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward, and he that receiveth a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. God's saying there that when you support a ministry, his work, he will bless you that you share in any blessing at that ministry. This ministry has a prison ministry, a trucking ministry, a Right to Life, a King's Word School of the Bible, pastors working in hospice. All kinds of things are going on. Anything that we do that blesses the Lord, you get to share in the blessings if you've supported the ministry. And then over in Luke, in Luke 12, in verse 33, it's talking about if you have, you lay up a treasure in the heavens that faileth not, where no thief approacheth, neither moth corrupteth, for where your heart, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. We are to lay up in heaven those treasures, those crowns and treasures that the world can't get to, the world can't destroy. And serving God and helping spread his word. And
you know, Joe, we have more and more people are saying how much they like the newsletter. In fact, that we're getting more and more people are sending us a list of four or five addresses and asking us, would you send the newsletter to these people here? And so, folks, you know, the newsletter, if you don't get it, is free. You really should. It's very informative. We let you know a lot of what we talk about here on this radio program, but we let you know things that they do not want you to know out there, and you really need to be. Today you cannot afford not to be informed of what's happening out there, because we're living in what the Bible calls the evil day. So when you, if you send in a donation, just ask, you know, say, put me on the newsletter. I want to receive the newsletter. And you can just, you can write to WRWL or just, yeah, WRWL 14781, 14781 Sperry. That's S-P-E-R-R-Y. That's S-P-E-R-R-Y Road, Newberry, N-E-W, B-U-R-Y, Ohio, 44065. And just request, please send us the newsletter, and we'll send it to you without charge.
Be sure we have a clear return address, name and return address. So many times it'll be, forget to include it on the inside, and make sure it's there. And then do like I do, and you get your newsletter. I make copies. Most people today have access to a copy machine at work, church, or even home. I make up copies, hand out at church, hand out to my friends, neighbors, family, and it spreads a lot of good information at a low cost. Everybody shares a little, you know, few copies, handout, and it really helps.
All righty, here you go, folks. Listen, all of you, all of these COVID measures are not for your own good. This is the depopulation plan. Now, Joe, this was written, okay, by Jacques Attali in 1981. And back then we were talking about this. This was a part of what we were talking about back in 1981, Joe, who was then the advisor to Francis Mitterrand. The future will be about finding a way to reduce population. We start with the old, because as soon as they exceed 65 years, people live longer than they produce, and that costs society dearly. Then the weak, then the useless, that do not help society, because there will always be more of them, and above all, ultimately, the stupid. Euthanasia targeting these groups. Euthanasia will have to be an essential tool in our future societies in all cases. Of course, we will not be able to execute people or build camps. We get rid of them by making them believe that it is for their own good. Overpopulation,
right,
and mostly useless is something that is too costly economically. Socially, too, it is much better when the human machine comes to an abrupt standstill than when it gradually deteriorates. Neither will we be able to test millions upon millions of people for their intelligence. You bet that we will find or cause something, a pandemic, targeting certain people, a real economic crisis or not, a virus affecting the old or the fat. It doesn't matter. The weak will succumb to it. The fearful and the stupid will believe it and seek treatment. We will have made sure the treatment is in place, treatment that will be the solution. The selection of idiots then take care of itself. You go to the slaughter by yourself. And that was The Future of Lights by Jacques Attali, 1981, interviews with Michael Solomon in the Las Vegas paper. There you go.
And I want to add to that, because Jesus tells us in Scripture, the poor will always be with you, with us. The reason is, it gives us a way to show our love to be Christ-like. You look at Matthew 25, and it was about the King of Glory talking, you know, when did, and the apostles asked, when did we see you hungry and gave you meat? When were you thirsty? We gave you a drink. When were you a stranger and we took you in? And I'm paraphrasing. And Jesus said, you know, well, when you did that to the least of these, my brethren, you have done it unto me. When you go out and help the sick and help the poor, when you help the stranger, when you clothe the naked, you help take care of the sick, visit those in prison, you are doing it as you have done it to Jesus. And we have people in need. Why? So we can show our compassion, so we can serve the Lord, we can take care of his children, and that way we can lay up crowns and treasures in heaven.
Yep.
Things happen for a purpose.
Joe, we have about 8 minutes left, and we're still way short of our goal. We have 8 minutes left, folks. 8 minutes, so we still have to raise, I believe we have to raise at least, what, 2,000 more? I believe. I don't know what the number is. Andy didn't tell me.
But that's one reason I went to that verse, because this ministry has the prison ministry, has the right to life, trying to save babies, is doing the things that the Lord tells to do, being there in hospice, helping with the sick and dying. And when you support this ministry, you get to share in those blessings, because... Okay. As it is done to the least of these.
It's 2,500, Joe. That's how much we have to have. We have to have 2,500 more.
100, yeah.
And so we right now we have about 8 minutes, and we need someone out there, folks. We need to raise about another $2,500. So, again, that number is 888-281-1110 to reach the goal for tonight. 888-281-1110 or... 888-677-9673, 888-677-9673. We need to hear from you. We really do. Now we're down to 7 minutes left.
Right. And we know it's the holy days. Remember, whenever you hear that word holiday, that comes from holy days. We are celebrating these holy days. The day of our Lord's birth is coming to be the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. And yes, everybody's busy trying to plan traveling and family get-togethers and presents and decorations, but the Lord's work is probably more important to him, what we're doing for him, than all these other things that are taking place. So I would ask you to prayerfully consider making a donation to keep this ministry on the air during these holy days.
All right, very good. You know, we've seen... Old Hillary has resurfaced again. She's back, and we know what she's doing. She's out there. She's politicking right now. She's looking to try to, you know, she's going to fool us. That's what she's going to do. She's going to fool us again, right? And so, anyhow.
She's like that bad penny that always turns up, right? Never goes away.
Yeah, it's funny because this, what is called storm is upon us, Joe M. He writes this, Hillary Rodham Clinton is possibly the most evil woman being ever to live. I don't know if she's the most, but I would imagine she's in there. It says, well, I'll say this, and you tell me if it's right, Joe, okay? She is a practicing satanic witch, true or false?
True.
You're right, she is.
We called this program and under the name Drusilla, and we recognized her voice. You knew who she was.
So she used Bill Clinton to win the White House by proxy so that she could sell access to her enemies and consolidate her crime empire.
So she could get wealthy and have power, which she craves. You ever notice it's only the evil people that really crave power? The rest of the intelligent people really don't want too much of it, because with power, authority comes great responsibility. And if you have a conscience, those decisions affect people's lives, and most people don't really want to have to make life and death decisions for others, don't want that kind of headache. But it seems like some people are just obsessed with the power they need to control.
All right, Wayne in New York pledges 25. Bill from New Jersey pledges 100. Sarah from Michigan pledges 10. And we've got about 5 minutes left, folks. We're down to about 5 minutes left.
Right. So we need quite a few more people to help. Like we say all the time, many hands make the load lighter. And a lot of you, God has blessed, and you're able to make some larger donations.
It just got lighter, Joe. Deborah from New Jersey just pledged 1,000.
Ah, one of those that God has blessed. Well, it takes many hands, and we need, you know, if you have 10 people to match that with $100, or, you know, 100 people sending in just $10.
Dara from New York just pledged 40.
Okay, see, if we get many of those, we get over the top, keep the phones busy, and keep them scrambling in the back room, right?
Z in Illinois just pledged 100.
Thank you, one
keep,
and all.
Looks keep like it coming, right. Folks. We've got approximately 3 minutes now, and we're working our way back. 888-281-1110. Nick from Texas just pledged 100.
Thank you, one and all.
The lines are...
Everybody's busy on the phone, I hope.
Yeah, the lines are starting to light up. All righty, folks, we've got 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. We've only got Joe listening.
Tonight from Portland, I haven't heard anybody from Portland that I know of, or Salem, I don't think.
No, we got a good one from Portland. Actually,
oh, we did. Okay.
Felicia in New York just pledged 50. You got to keep them coming. We're getting there. Okay, the phone lines are starting to light.
Starting to light up, you mean?
Yep.
Hey, light up like a Christmas tree of lights on the dash there, and the engineers.
888-281-1110. Okay, now. It says Hillary sold nuclear bomb-making materials, to remember that was that little thing.
Uranium
one. She did.
One.
Okay, she let our worst adversaries have access to her private server containing the most sensitive military state secrets. Oh, she did that too.
And she gave away or helped sell 25% of our uranium. That's a very rare commodity, and she made sure that the enemy has possession of it, not us.
She got our field agents killed by tipping off the enemies that they were assigned to survey. Okay, and she did that. Felicia in New York pledges 50. Let me see. Bill in Portland pledges 100. Thank you, Bill. She ran one of the world's largest child sex slavery and trafficking rings in the world through the Clinton Foundation. Many would say that's true. What she has managed to keep secret is going to shock the conscience of humanity for the rest of time. Yeah, that stuff is going to be coming out more and more. The entire deathocratic communist machine is filled from top to bottom, Joe, with pedophilia.
It is, but what they've also done is look at, like this weekend, Chicago, 25 shootings, 4 murders. All these big cities that are run by Democrats that are following Hillary, that would vote for Hillary. These are the cities where what? The people are poor, crime is rampant, health care is lousy.
All right, we're going to keep the phone lines open for a few minutes after we're off the air. And so we're up to that time where we get to every night. And that is time to give you the most important part of the program. And, of course, that is what? That's the salvation message, isn't it?
Right.
And so, folks, again, everything that we know, Joe, everything we've talked about today will be forgotten except for one thing. And that's what God's word, the Bible. Jesus said, heaven and earth will pass, but his words will never pass. Okay. And so everything else. And tomorrow you'll be about your work out there, a lot of you people. But one day it'll all be gone. You can go out and stand on your back porch and look around. And everything you see, God says, will be burned up at one point.
Well, look at Kentucky.
Yep.
It could have been any town, USA. It could have been my town, your town.
Yep. And so, folks, I want to say praise the good Lord. Connie from Queens pledges $500. And so, folks, again, listen, the time will come when the only thing, and I mean the only thing, will matter to you is your personal standing with the Lord Jesus. That's it. That will happen. There's no chance that it won't. It will happen. And so what you need to do is do exactly what God's word, the Bible, says. I would go to the Gospel of John chapter 3 tonight, read it, pray about it, do it. Go to Romans chapter 10, start with verse 7, read it and do it. Pray to the Father, ask for forgiveness of your sins, ask the Lord Jesus to be the Lord of your life, all of your life, without any reservations, and you will be indwelt with the Holy Spirit, and you will become a new creature, a born-again believer. And let me tell you this, folks, you will be on the road to eternity. And so, again, to eternal life. It doesn't get any better than that. That's for real. That's the one thing that you can believe that we've said here tonight. Absolutely, you can believe 110%. All right, we're out of time for tonight. We want to thank all of you. Kathy pledges 50. Linda from Cleveland, 100. Until tomorrow, we want to say good night.
Good night.
God bless. And always, always, let's do it. Keep
fighting
the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.